Well, once again, lunchtime, so it seems like a good enough time to hit an audio boo here. As long as I can keep from running over anybody as they're crazily crossing behind me. Let me tell you a little bit about a fear that I have. And it's a fear that I think is probably common to a lot of people who consider themselves storytellers, a lot of people who are, trying to be filmmakers or, working with video on the web, that sort of thing. And it's this. You know, if you think about it, right now, it's the best time in history to be a storyteller. You've got so many different ways you can tell your story. Video is so easy to do. Even the special effects that were considered to be, just unapproachable magic, 10, 15 years ago, now, with a little bit of patience and the right computer, you can do it at home. So why aren't we seeing better stories? And I think this is part of what it is. I've had a lot of debates and arguments with friends online for a while now, having to do with what I consider to be unfair hatred for pretty much everything that comes down the pipe on TV and in theaters. People, I think, are very quick to say this sucks and that sucks, and there's tons of examples I've had, talking with people about lately. Things like, the show Terra Nova that's on right now, Steven Spielberg produced. films like Avatar, films like Battle Los Angeles, that, the critical masses, and I'm using air quotes there, talk about with, scorn and, sort of a sneer about how much these things suck. And the argument that I've been making for a long time is that they don't suck. If you think they suck, you better really sort of figure out why you think so. And figure out, what is it that you're seeing about these that just blows so much? And usually you don't get a really good answer from people that are so hypercritical. And the real reason is they don't really suck. These things aren't terrible. Maybe they're not awesome yet, but I was thinking about this when I was watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I'm a huge Buffy the Vampire Slayer fan. If you sneer at that, then you really don't know what the hell you're talking about. Because anybody with a brain, after watching just a few episodes, will tell you it's some of the best written television that ever was. That's not an exaggeration. Joss Whedon and his team were geniuses. That was a fantastic show. I mean, it ran for 7 seasons and finally gave up just because Sarah Michelle Gellar just couldn't go on. It was taking over her life. Because they were more than happy to continue with that particular show. But you watch the first couple of seasons, and they're entertaining enough, but they weren't that great. It wasn't until the 3rd, 4th, 5th seasons where the show went from being watchable and fun to being just downright brilliant. And a lot of shows today and a lot of films today aren't getting that kind of chance because they're getting cut off at the knees. Getting back to my fear, that's one of my fears going into filmmaking today, is that, it's the standards are being set irrationally high. It's not that people are smarter and they demand better and all that. It's that they're just being a little irrational. And when you're thinking about, trying to tell stories, make movies, make TV for a living, that's pretty daunting to think that, wow, even if I do something that's really pretty good, just because of this sort of zeitgeist of hypercriticism and this sort of faux intellectualism when it comes to TV and film, it might still, crash and burn. It's kind of terrifying. So, anyway, just my 2 cents worth on it. Just something to kind of think about the next time you're spewing hatred all over some little independent film.